Walking the streets of San Francisco is like a flashback to the 60s.
I kind of wish there was no such thing as sidewalks and streets.
Unfortunately for hippie Ron Clark, that's not the case, but many ideals from the 60s have certainly stayed with the city. Gail Mitchell-Wilson owns the store on Haight Street, called the Looking Glass Collage. She's owned the same stained glass store since the early 70s, but recalls being an African-American woman in the 60s.
For me, it was an open window, and I was saying, I want the whole pie, not just a little tiny piece that's going to get black people. I want the whole pie.
But Wilson says life for her is about one thing.
All you need is love. That should be the doctrine we teach, the doctrine we live by.
Even today, if you head to the hill in Golden Gate Park, you may run into a hippie or two.
Nature rocks.
They are never hesitant to share it with everybody, whether it be a cigarette, food, good advice.
But what do the cops think about those hippies doing drugs in the park?
If a person we come across has a small amount of marijuana, most of the time nothing happens.
That's Officer Gary Mendrabil.
They know me by my first name. Just call me Officer Gary. No, some call me Officer Friendly.
And Officer Friendly says San Francisco police let a few things slide on Hippie Hill.
It's just the nature of San Francisco. San Francisco is a very liberal city. You know, I could probably go through any one of these kids right now, and they'll have a small amount, or they'll have some residue, they'll have paraphernalia, drug paraphernalia. Any of these kids right here. You know, in most cities, they would probably be arrested.
Forget breathalyzers. San Francisco cops use something else.
Don't take them to jail. If they're okay, they kind of go along, they're cooperative, then that's what we call an attitude test. Then they pass the test. They're belligerent, you know, very uncooperative. They fail the attitude test.
And that's no problem for hippie Ben Mendez, who has one rule of the hill.
I think that's it. Just simply live.
Do you live?
Do I live? Oh my God, yes, I live.
Here in San Francisco, the summer of love still lives on. Kim Saltmarsh, California Radio Network.